Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
To the NutriMedical Report. We have Sean here from Less EMF, and Sean, I think you have an announcement. I think we're going to offer people a $5 coupon if they purchase through Less EMF through NutriMedical, or if they call and tell they're referred by Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.
That's right.
Less EMF has amazing test kits that measure things that you can't taste or smell that are frying your DNA from electrotoxins in your home, from step-down transformers to dimmer switches to just dirty electricity coming into your home from the smart meters. Really important for people to understand this. You also have meters that can measure ultraviolet light outside and radio toxins from things like Fukushima and local nuclear plants.
Right.
Now you have materials that you can use to wear for clothing to block electrotoxins. In fact, just before you came on, we talked about your custom building for me if you want to call it, material around my special custom-made supercomputer tower so that it doesn't irradiate me while I'm doing my show. So it has Velcro around the top, so it lets about 5 or 6 inches, so I can Velcro up around the top area, so it lets my floppy drive open and close if I need to lower that. And also the side panel, because it's, you know, it's a custom-made computer, so you can go in the side and actually look at things and check out issues. But you don't want to get irradiated. And the fact is we have Stetzerizers that you guys carry. Mr. Stetzer went to Russia to research the idea of how to block low-frequency electrotoxins in your wiring in your house. And you can then measure with a special test kit, a lot of different toxins. I'd like you to go through what's in that test kit. And it's a really good deal because if you buy the higher-end stuff, it's even more expensive. It's many times more expensive. But you just basically need the basic equipment to determine. Don't, for example, think that your home is electrotoxin free. Every home has electrotoxins. Every business does, and it is negatively affecting your biology and your health.
That's right.
So, can you go through that test kit?
Yeah, the test kit is set up with 3 meters for you. First one is just because it's a little different. This one actually plugs into the wires. It's a Stetzerizer micro surge meter that measures the dirty electricity in gram Stetzer units. But it's very, very easy to use. As simple as plugging it in and getting a number. And the goal here is to stay underneath 50. So we can mitigate that simply by plugging in these Stetzer filters. Now, the other 2 meters are from the company EM Field. So we've got the Acousticom 2, very well known, very easy to use, one-button control for radio frequency. This is a great one. It's got a huge range, all the way up to 8 gigahertz. So that's going to read everything that's out there right now until 5G does its switch over in 2020. But by that time, we're going to have meters to measure that as well.
Yeah, and by the way, they got a newer version of 5G. It's even more radiation. And people are going to start really getting negative biological effects. It's interesting. You know about the Russian research with Dr. Kavinson. They saw people working around radar installations and nuclear sites and so on where a lot of electrotoxins are present, and they discovered it was causing accelerated aging because it was jamming their DNA. And that's why they created these peptides to stimulate DNA. But the first thing is obviously stop exposure. Don't have a smart meter in your home. Do put a blocking wall if you're near, have an apartment where you have a whole bank of these things. Do start wearing clothing if you think you're electrotoxically affected, whether it's causing insomnia or other symptoms, cardiac arrhythmias, agitation, depression, whatever. All kinds of things are electrotoxically related, including even triggering off diabetes and obesity. They're triggered off by electrotoxins, aren't they?
That they are. Now, we do have one other meter in this kit, too. Same company, very trustworthy, very on point. And this is the EM Fields Pocket PS meter. This is another one with that simple one-button control, and that's going to switch you between either magnetic fields or electric fields, both the type of radiations that we're going to find with our household wiring and the appliances that we plug into our wiring. A little bit different. These aren't wireless signals that are transmitting through the air. It's the radiation from devices that are either connected to or using electricity. And, of course, to top off the kit, we've got that high-density foam inside the knife carrying case.
Yeah, it's amazing. Now, of course, you also have blocking materials you can use, so you can put on the back of your cell phone case. So when if you have the cell phone, the back pointing toward you, it'll still connect, but it's not frying you in your pocket or your purse or whatever because you're pointing it out away from your body.
That's right. A reflective barrier on one side will bounce that signal the other way, but it will also let the phone still ring.
Right. And you can also have the little air tubes, too, so you can plug it in, and the sound will go up to the air tube, so you're not bringing a wire with electrotoxins directly into your brain and the temporal lobe, too, right?
Right. Or the even worse is the speaker that's in our earphones. That is an amplification device, literally making these things stronger right at your head. So this will push those speakers much further down away from you and use those air tubes to get into your ear.
What's amazing to me is there are not a whole pile of companies like yours, but yours is...
Ours is one of the first ones, especially in the U.S. here. You know, we've been around 22 years now. So we definitely know what we're doing. You're still there, Mr. Deagle.
welcome back. Sean, let's talk about some of the things. We got knocked off air because apparently here at Genesis they were going to switch their internet. It was supposed to occur at the top of the hour, but it occurred through our first segment. So our show and three other shows got knocked off in the middle of the segment. But we're here. I want you to kind of expand on the fact that we have these special monitors that can monitor all your pollution. With we have block materials that are clothing, walls that can block it. We have technologies more advanced, like the gigahertz solutions. You can actually point like an antenna towards, say, a building that has smart meters on and pick out how many microwatts per square meter you're getting blasted with every so many seconds.
Right. That one only works with that meter. None of the other RF meters out there are going to be quite so directional, except those ones from gigahertz solutions. And it's all about that big green antenna on the front.
Tell us more about how bad this stuff is. I'm really worried about 5G network. What do you think?
Honestly, I am too, especially since some of those frequencies, they're not even letting us know what they're going to be. That's pretty worrying. Now, I've heard everything from 3.1 gigahertz on the Wi-Fi settings to anywhere from 30 gigahertz to 40 gigahertz to 98 gigahertz. You know, there's a lot of things that are coming out about it, but nothing's really locked in.
Which the problem is that these frequencies, they jam your cellular communication, they turn off your DNA.
That is a problem.
Let's put it this way. From what I know, if I wanted to go to the dark side, instead of being Anakin Sky Deagle, I turn into Darth Deagle. I can make the most subtle, dangerous, and indescribably evil weapon in history. And, in fact, they've already done it because they're putting electrotoxins into the air, and they don't have oversight. Unfortunately, whoever is advising Trump, January 8th this year, he authorized to put 5G everywhere. Now, even in California, even the outgoing governor blocked the implementation of 5G, but a whole series of globalist billionaires want to put up 12,000 satellites in low Earth orbit, blasting every square centimeter of the planet with 5G. I think it's absolutely nuts.
I do, too. And, you know, other countries are even fighting back. Even the UN has told us not to do this.
Well, the fact is, I can specifically tune into frequencies. I'll give you an example of a story. I don't know if I told you this on air. In 1992, I moved back from Georgia, and I was an occupational doctor and family practice, internal medicine, and trauma, and had the only clinic by the Halifax International Airport. Now, a lot of offshore projects get moved to other countries, especially Halifax, which is on the Great Arc going toward Europe. So the Halifax International Airport has the longest runways in Canada, so they can take large jets, huge jets, from the U.S. Air Force. And they had a Pratt & Whitney jet aircraft parts plant making the jet engines for Grumman Aerospace out of New Jersey and New York. And they also had a directed energy weapons project in the back of the plant, and the weapons project went awry, and had a beam, a collimated beam of terahertz waves, which is the same frequency range as they use to scan your body when you're in the airport, which can cause cancer, by the way, and DNA breaks. And the beam started to injure some of the people in the plant, and as a result of it, they lost 100,000 gallons of hydrofluoric acid. And when they asked me to come in, because people are barfing up blood and getting really serious complications, I said to them, just like that guy on Situation Comedy that's a doctor on TV years ago, "You don't tell me everything that's going on, you can drop dead." And they looked at me like, "Well, we'll tell you everything, Deagle." So they did. And they had actually a collimated weapon developed by DARPA that created a terahertz wave beam that would harmonically hit chromosome 16 and make your cells release peroxisomes and lysosomes to make your cells start to digest you while you're standing with a heartbeat. They deployed these on the Emerald Abrams tank and the Apache A-10 helicopter. So if you happen to be in the way of one of these beams and it hits you through the side of a cave or a building, first thing that happens is you start barfing your guts up and get very, very dizzy and nauseated. Secondly, you develop a cardiac arrhythmia. And then thirdly, you start to actually bleed from every orifice as your tissues liquefy and you have a full cardiac arrest and drop dead. Okay? Now, those are directed beams, but you got to understand 5G is a directed beam. And some of these are going to actually jam specific cellular communications depending on your own genetics. Some people are going to be more sensitive to these than others. But they're bad for all life forms. They did studies of the neural pores of all living things, and about a third of people are sensitive to electropollution. They'll get insomnia, they'll get other things. But when you actually look at their cells, if you do a punch biopsy of their skin or any other tissue, 100% of all life forms are negatively affected by electrotoxins. Not 5 or 10%, 100%. You can actually see electron microscopy changes. Nasty, eh? So people say these things are benign. They need to be intellectually punched in the face. How's that? They need to stop talking and stop acting like asses when they're putting us all in exquisite danger. This is what I call electrotoxin extinction level event. So if they were in the next 2 years to put up 12,000 satellites, you're going to start seeing a collapse of the insect population, crops. You're going to start seeing absolutely catastrophic changes to the entire biosphere. Nuts, isn't it?
Absolutely.
People say, oh, no, it won't do that. I say, you know what? Let's go toe-to-toe on this. People say, Dr. Deagle, you're not nice. I said, if there's ever enough of me left to have an epitaph or a grave, I don't want anybody to use the word nice in my name in the same paragraph. I'm not nice. I'm brave. And I'll stand up and I'll die for you, but I'm not nice. I don't put up with BS. And I haven't had anybody stupid enough to disagree with me for 6 years on the show. Last time was a doctor who called in and was trying to talk about how great vaccines were. And by the time I finished, he was the amazing shrinking PhD MD. So I don't have patience for people to think they know more than anything about me. Whenever I talk about a topic, I get it cased. And this scares the hell out of me, especially from my own experiences, including classified access to information with above government technology, you know, security clearance, which is the same level as President Trump. I, at Space Command and Military Defense Command and Advanced Projects, let me tell you, our government has some very nasty stuff. The Tesla death ray weapon and all the scalar research they've done that they grabbed in 1945 out of his hotel, the New Yorker Hotel, they've done it all. DARPA and the U.S. military, the OSS, who was the proceeder before it became the CIA, grabbed all of this material, and they've done it. And the cell companies know this. That's why they'll even have internal documents saying don't put a cell phone directly beside your head while everybody's walking around, and you have a 300% increased chance of a multicentric astroglioma or an ace cranial nerve tumor by putting a cell phone on the side of your head, right?
Yeah.
So I don't care who you think you are. If you want to argue with me, let's do it on air. Let's do a toe-to-toe. Let's do metal martial arts, and I'm going to use every mental jujitsu move on you and crush you and show no mercy whatsoever, and there's not going to be any anesthetic when I do an intellectual vivisection. People say, well, that's not nice, Dr. Deagle. I'm going to turn the radio off. Fine. Turn it off, suffer, and die. Because you better listen up. If you're not realizing you're getting cooked like the... Don't be a beaker frog. I use this beaker frog. Get yourself protected. At least get your meters and check out your home or your business to see, am I being cooked in my home or my business? Am I a beaker frog? Don't be one. Don't think because you can't smell or taste it, it's not hurting you. It is. Back, and we have Jim Cole here. Jim has introduced me to the most amazing nanotech CBD liposomal hemp oil, which I think is superior to marijuana, by the way, because it has no delta 9 THC, and I'm a toxicologist, so I can tell you it's superior in many ways to marijuana in terms of cancer nausea, anti-anxiety, PTSD, stress relief, nausea relief, free radical blocking throughout the body. It's amazing. I mean, if you combine it with some of our nutraceuticals, say, for PTSD and depression, like Calm Mind Brain Mag, 5-HTP Cross, and Stress to Go, the CBD oil works fantastic. And then the second technology is the Sonic Life, which is the best exercise machine you can get. Pumps your lymphatics and your muscles and your blood vessels to actually, because you get a peristaltic response to the sine wave. It also has EGFT frequency. It actually has a 3.5 audio jack, So if you get one of our little amps, and we have these packages, if you contact me, we have little amplifiers we can send you with the cables to actually play your MP3 frequency for your EGFT frequency or Song of DNA for different health conditions directly through the Sonic Life Machine. You can actually hear the song being played to your chromosomes. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Amazing. Just yeah. Amazing.
Right. So let's talk about these two technologies. Firstly, the CBD oil, which we have a primemybody.com. It's a multi-level, so we got a lot of people signing up. And because we have a dynamic network, people are signing up like crazy, and they're getting tremendous benefits from it. So let's talk about that. And at our conference in Las Vegas back in December, we had at least, I think, four or five companies that are pushing their version of CBD oil, but they didn't have a meter dose bottle or liposomal nanotech delivery system, so no, it wasn't near as powerful as our CBD oil, hemp oil, and the nanotech liposomal technology. Tell us why this is so superior.
That it is, for sure.
So what makes it so superior? By, you know, obviously it's a nano-enhanced hemp oil, and it's in a meter-dose bottle, so you can take the right number of pumps, and its effects are start to work within 7 seconds once it touches your buccal mucosa of your mouth. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is. So, Dr. Bill, what other frequencies have you developed for the Sonic to be run through?
Pretty well everything. We are working on not only adding the mineral frequencies, but also atomic resonant frequencies of amino acids. Because the black keys on the keyboard, I'm actually working on developing over the next several months an actual DNA keyboard. And, in fact, I want to see if I can get a proxy machine that will actually be a I can actually upload the frequency so you can actually play it like an accordion or a piano, and you can actually play the keynotes of your DNA. In other words, you can actually get a key and hit a specific mineral, so you can actually have the mineral code on the key and the amino acid code on the key, and it'll tell you which amino acids, resonant frequency of the atomic resonant plasma frequencies you're actually hitting. Pretty cool, eh? That's how the telomere, the infrared antenna on the end of your chromosomes talks to your ion channels, letting minerals and amino acids in to induce your DNA to produce messenger RNA that transcribes and makes the structural proteins and enzymes through the reticular, through what's called the ribosomes, and the ribosomal complexes that actually make the proteins in your cells, mm-hmm. smooth and rough endoplasmic reticulum.
Wow.
Pretty cool, hey? So in other words, I got it all worked out. And what's neat is it also shows me how damn dangerous electrotoxins are, and this machine will actually reverse a lot of that. So the best delivery system is the pulsed woofers in the bottom of the machine. There's two in a professional, one in the regular, but they're both the same power, but they're just a bigger area. And the sound, it'll actually generate the harmonic frequency sounds to get entrainment of your tissue. So that's the Sonic Life. So I'm really pleased. I think it's the best exercise machine I've ever used, and it's non-traumatic. So you can take somebody with weak bones or just somebody that can't do a lot of other kinds of exercise, and this machine will have the effect of 10 minutes is equal to an hour of aerobics without trauma. You can get hand weights, or what I have is what's called resistant bands in the ceiling attached to an athletic bar, and I love it. This machine is very superior to any other form of exercise I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. And we, with the live blood cell, analysis that we did way back, I mean, it does raise cell voltage dramatically, which is very important. And all of the other machines on the market tried to duplicate that same test, and the mechanical machines could not do it. There was no other machine that could raise the cell voltage as high as what the Sonic did.
Right. But of course, it's going to raise the redox potential of the tissue and the electron density. It's going to raise the signal-to-noise ratio to your DNA. It's going to alkalinize tissue, and it'll even break up the Reuleaux phenomenon where cells are clumping together and your blood viscosity is increasing. So it has a whole range of biological effects that are positive for your body, doesn't it?
Oh, it's amazing. It's
pumps your lymphatics, pumps your blood vessels so the blood vessels respond. For example, I mentioned a little similarity on Monday. I had on Monday David Nierley, the head salesperson for Basic Medical for the extracorporeal counterpulsation, ECCP. And you can actually grow new heart blood vessels with this, but I believe it maintains your circulation when you go on the machine. It actually pumps your lymphatics and your blood vessels to maintain the peristaltic secondary pulse wave of your vessels after you exercise.
Right.
So I think it does something very similar to the ECCP therapy without the cuffs on your calves and your thighs, squeezing like crazy at 180 to 220 millimeters of mercury pressure, which is pretty damn high, in order to create what we call neovascularization of your heart and return of normal peristaltic activity of your blood vessels. So it improves your circulation, it pumps your lymphatics, it exercises muscles. You can even feel the frequencies move to different muscle groups throughout your body. And it's non-traumatic, which is amazing. And if you have the frequency going on at the same time for the EGFT frequency for whatever illness you have, you can actually hear the song of DNA being played now. I do it like a kid hitting all the keys at the same time, but you can actually make music out of this with the keyboard if you have the specific notes. So I think at some point I'm going to actually just tell people which keys to play on the keyboard, and I'll send them these key frequencies for each of the minerals, and then they can actually, you know, we can construct music for specific illnesses. So we'll have a musical song based on the DNA and notes on atomic resonance of minerals and amino acids to actually turn on their DNA. Pretty cool, eh?
Amazing. Amazing. And over the last two or three weeks, I was contacted by the Qigong group in Hong Kong and one here in the U.S., and they were telling me that in Qigong, that they sit and they meditate and they breathe and they raise their energy up from their spine and from the lower root chakra, raise their energy up to their spinal column, up into their brain, to increase their qi energy. And normally, with a Qigong master doing his breathing and his meditation, he said it takes about an hour. And he said if they do it while they're sitting on the sonic at about 30 to 35 hertz, that it just takes a matter of minutes, and they can bring up all of that energy from their root chakra all the way up to their brain. So it's they were very impressed with the sonic technology and working with the Qigong masters. And I explained to them that some of the frequencies that were pre-programmed into the sonic device were developed through the Korean Qigong masters, worked with the developer in the development of this machine. So it does bring that energy up in the body.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. So what we're just starting to discover is that what is life and what is a human being? What is an animal? What's a plant? All life forms are basically we want to call a condensed nonlinear hologram. How's that? And that hologram is based on the nonlinear frequencies between ion channels, cell membranes, and the expression of genetics. And genetics are always expressed in proteins, either structural proteins or amino acids. So if you can actually realize that a life form is actually, in a sense, a condensation of information. And that information is frequency. And frequency determines whether or not you're young or old or you're falling apart or you're silencing genes and your organs are starting to turn off. So the problem is when people get older, the lights go out, the biophoton lights go out, and then the genes shut off and the structural proteins disappear and the enzymes go bye-bye. When you use this technology, it's anti-aging because it reinduces your enzymes, heals your body, pumps your lymphatics, makes your circulation come back, exercises your muscles, improves muscle and bone density, and literally reverses aging. So use that with our NutriMeds and the Signal Plus substance, again, theory equals healing. That's what it does. Right, NutriMeds? Jim, this is an amazing technology. We have now the most advanced NutriMeds. We are launching by next week. They're going to encapsulate tomorrow our Red Deer Velvet DR, which supplies 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones. Unaltered molecules is the first in the history that actually will supply all the biomolecules to reproduce the fetal state. Now, when you're a fetus, you have two things happening. You have biophotons coming from the placenta to epigenetically turn on your genes to make you a bigger and bigger baby. You have a very high rate of apoptosis. It's getting rid of old cells and replacing with new young cells. But there's no actual aging occurring in utero. You only start to age when you actually have a birthday, when you actually are birthed. Isn't that interesting? So in utero, you don't age. You might get bigger and time goes by, but you don't age. Fascinating, okay? Then when you combine that with epigenetic frequency therapy like the Sonic Life, when you take things to reduce stress and free radicals like CBD oil and our nutraceuticals like Gamma A Plus, Cell Detox, Glutathione, Cell Defense Plus, and Ultrathiamine B1, you're reducing free radicals. When you take NutriTrol to grab the free radicals and our carnosine D-Link, you're actually getting rid of the free radicals that causes cross-link damage to proteins. So people need to start understanding that this orchestra of amazing technologies is gradually going to bring us to the point where we're going to approach what's called zero senescence, where you will age at a very slow pace and eventually not age at all or even reverse aging. And what I want to see happen in the next, say, 5 to 10 years or less is the emergence of the elderly. I personally don't want to get old. I don't mind getting older, but I don't want to get old. There's a big difference.
Right.
You can get older and, like, you know, Moses didn't even start his ministry until he was 80. And he died well beyond 120, where he was 40 years in the desert. So what people need to understand, we have the potential to live hundreds of years or longer, but we have to approach the body with what is a healthy body. How do we, you know, epigenetically turn on the genes to actually have the nutrients and minerals present to turn on our genes? That's why we have not only our amazing minerals and our Albion chelates and mineral, vitamin mineral mix and minerals plus, vitamin mineral max, etc., life support, but we're also developing newer technologies for single minerals that are going to be in a liposomal enzymatic envelope to get them into your cells and turn on your DNA. And these frequencies are necessary. You need a signal plus substance in order to heal. And that's why I tell people, if you want to get well, whether it's just exercise or exercise plus the epigenetic frequency, the best machine for that is the Sonic Life. And then, of course, one of the best things for stress response and cutting down free radicals and healing the body is CBD oil. It's amazing, isn't it? I mean, a lot of the things that people, and even getting off other, quote, addictions, like opioid addictions, which really are basically working at a higher one of the what's called pain gates in the body. This is a smart move, isn't it? So part of their $6 billion program should be pushing our nanotech CBD oil because it's going to block a lot of the addictive patterns, whether it's addictive alcohol use or drug use. The CBD oil makes a big difference, doesn't it?
Oh, it does, definitely. It's a game changer. It's one product that everybody on the planet should be taking.
Now, one of the things that I find interesting is how the medical profession often goes at the wrong end of a problem. You know, they do a bypass for hearts when they don't even understand that it's a blood vessel contraction and that creates the blood flow, and then the autonomic nervous system's out of balance. It causes a coronary vascular spasm that ends up with plaque in specific territories. CBD oil helps to relax the blood vessels and helps reduce free radicals. So if there's dysautonomia, which the term is called neurangiosis, it helps to stop that, the autonomic imbalance.
Right.
So there's a whole lot of range of technologies we hear. I call an orchestra of technologies where if you use them in the right combinations, you can reverse or stop the progression of many major illnesses that affect us. And that's what I'm really excited about. For example, after the show today, I'm going to get on my Sonic Life. I have a professional machine. And I'll get my exercise, and I'll do the epigenetic frequency therapy as well. Now, I also have the ability to project the frequencies through antenna. But I think the best project is the sound and electromagnetics through the Sonic Life machine. You can actually hear, if you actually put the 3.5 jack, you can hear it in the room ambiently. You can also put an ear jack in and actually have it piped into your ears as a headphones while you're exercising. It's kind of like otherworldly to actually hear this song of DNA being played to your cells, isn't it?
Right. No, it's an amazing device. Amazing device.
Now, well, when somebody purchases an EGFT, I can give them the technology of the amplifiers, and I'll actually do a Dropbox share of the specific MP3 frequency pattern for the particular illness that they have. So there's a particular combination of minerals for each illness. And I'll be adding later on amino acids as well, so we'll have both the white, I call the white, and the black keys of the keyboard of the song of your DNA. And so you can actually take these frequency notes and actually compare and control and actually develop music for healing your body and your DNA. Pretty neat, hey?
Oh, yeah. That's good, yeah. And we also have exercise charts. We have frequency charts for the manual frequencies. The Koreans, in the development of the machine, they did electromyogram studies, and they know which frequency works which muscle groups all throughout
the body. Exactly. They actually show it on the machine when you're actually getting exercise. They can tell you it's moving to this muscle, like your upper back or your arms or your shoulders. And they know that the specific frequencies actually will tune into specific muscle groups. That's pretty neat, hey?
Yeah, oh yeah, it's amazing. It's just one more thing, you know, one more thing. The people have compared this machine or try to compare this machine to anything else on the market, and nothing comes close. Nothing comes close to the Sonic device and the versatility and everything that the machine can do. It's an amazing machine.
It is really. Where do you think all this is going in the next few years? Because I see the governments of some countries trying to push for what I call nationalized health care, but really they need to allow the innovation care. I would like to see the move toward the idea that we have a value-added tax that pays for people's supplements, their technology, et cetera, that they can decide between them and their health provider what's useful, and we don't want to have oversight by a government or an agency that's going to try to say, no, you can't do that. You know, that's not approved. The thing is, a lot of people, for example, whether you're trying to prevent cancer or you want to recover from a serious illness, you can use the Sonic Life and the right frequencies along with the right supplements, and very rarely some drugs, but I don't really push drugs. I really think that we can sometimes tolerate them for a short period of time. I don't recommend people, for example, think that they're going to rebuild their bones without taking, say, our bone generator, Mycel D3, Myco D2, Fulvin, BK2, right, and Collagen Max. But you go on the Sonic Life machine, it's going to compress your bone crystals and make you make new bones. So you need that compression, but you don't want to end up with an injury to your back because you're using a real traumatic machine or these types of exercises. What do they call them? In fact, I heard that they're actually chucking people out of these gymnasiums where they do CrossFit. CrossFit is very nuts. Don't you think CrossFit is a bit crazy?
Oh, I owned a gym up in Oregon for over 20 years. And when I had to sell the gym to pay my attorney fees, it became a CrossFit gym. And when CrossFit came into this very athletic little town, physical therapists move into towns that have CrossFit because there is so much damage that is done. And exercise induces stress. And when you take stress to a whole different level, you have CrossFit.
Yeah, exactly. It's really bad. But I've got Matt Uris from Matt Uris CBS talking about how this woman was kicked out of a CrossFit gym just because she, quote, didn't fit in.
Yeah.
That's pretty nuts, isn't it?
You know, there was an article in Women's Fitness Magazine where this woman from Women's Fitness Magazine went to a CrossFit gym, and they put her through such a grueling workout that she went into kidney failure, and she will never be the same again. And there was she just overstressed her muscle groups to the point that I don't know what the medical term was. With so much lactic acid, that she went into kidney failure and muscle wasting disease, and she just triggered a whole cascade of situations, and that was all from overdoing the CrossFit thing.
Amazing.
Not good. And the same with the triplanar machines, with the power plate and some of the triplanar machines, those are actually stress inducing also.
Yeah, DKN and so on. They have negative effects. If you put a gelatin on top of a triplanar machine, it'll shake, rattle, and roll that gelatin into dramatically break it up.
Right.
Not so with the vertical sine wave effect of a Sonic Life, non-traumatic. Amazing. Thank you, Jim Cole. Stay right there. Jim will get your ebook for another time. Bill Salas is coming on in hour number 3. We're going to talk about Iran and the prophecies that are about to be fulfilled here shortly, as the Iranian negotiations will follow North Korea, and we're setting the stage for future wars and rumors of wars. We're going to hear about all of this with Bill Salas and specific scriptures in his books. Hour 3 coming up. Tomorrow is NutriMeds. If you want to get your questions into Michelle at 888-212-8871 or contact us. Carly Schleininger back from Berlin, and Gary Richard Arnold exposing more of the deep state and the players.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.